Banner.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, he is. Thank you for the chainsaw, by the way. And we are taking your calls on any topic we've talked about tonight. Done a little catching up here on the program, and your views, my views. We all have views, differences and similarities, but we discuss them anyway. And we're talking tonight largely about what we started out with, Sybelle Edmonds and her defeat on her appeal in the high court, so-called high court. And also we talked a little bit about the lack of the border and what the plan is for destroying America, the invasion, USA. Talked a little bit about history and then the Federal Reserve money. It all comes back to the money changers, I guess, as one man just said. And yes, indeed, it does. As Rothschild said, he says, I don't care who makes the rules, just give me the gold. Give me the money. And then they can do whatever they want. You know, there was a movie, which I don't know is on DVD yet, but it was on videotape maybe. I have the film. And it was called The Confessions of a Police Captain. And it starred Martin Balsam and Franco Nero from the early 70s. And all it really focused in on, it was really a sleeper film, a great film that nobody really understood, none of the critics, I think. And it really focused in on the corruption of the mob in Italy, in the police department, and how they controlled the mayor, how they controlled everybody. Well, it was a little microcosm of what is the nation and the world. And in the course of the dialogue, one of the mobsters is talking to the politician, and he's telling them, they're arguing back and forth over how to get away with this and how to get away with that, and the mobster says, hey, you forget who you are. You're nothing, he says. You're nothing but a politician. I'm the one behind the scenes. We're the ones that give the orders. You just open your mouth and you articulate the words. You understand, he said? You understand. That was so impressive, you know, that scene. And that shows you to a greater degree about how things are orchestrated worldwide today. George Bush and all these. I wouldn't want to sell my soul to be a George Bush, to be a Bill Clinton, whoever it is, Hillary, or even Condoleezza Rice. I wouldn't want to be any of them. Not for all the money that they could offer me, or all the world. Remember what Jesus was faced with. As if Satan could deliver. I'll give you everything if you bow down and worship me. And Jesus said that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God, you know? It's not about material things, because these things are temporary. These things are going to be meaningless in the future. They'll be worth nothing, nothing, when the time comes. So what good are they, huh? They're not that good after all, are they? Nope. All right, let's see here. We got Bob in Texas, and we haven't got much time, so we'll just say hello. We'll start the call, and we'll continue it. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm not sure. I got three or four things I'd want to say, but...
Well, we'll give you the time. Go ahead, start one.
One of them's not even on topic.
It doesn't have to be, Bob. You can bring up anything on your mind. I said that before. Go ahead.
Okay, well, first a comment about the fellow talking about the money. I found that very interesting.
Uh-huh.
And the only thing that I thought about was, well, China has a whole lot of those dollar bills, right? So they... Mm-hmm. If you actually have dollars, that makes a difference, correct?
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between whether you borrowed the dollar and owe it or whether you've got it in your pocket,
right.
I guess.
Okay, we got to take the break now, all right?
Okay.
Stay where you are, and we'll return to you, Bob, and others at 800-313-9443, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Spread the word.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon DH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Will you answer me one question, honestly?
Yes, I'll try.
Why this preoccupation with time?
Well, because time is something we don't have a lot of, my friends, and we're talking about the time that we have left, and my goodness, it's going by quickly, and we're not doing enough. We're not doing things, are we? All right, we're back on the line now with Bob in Texas. Bob, yes, welcome back to the program.
Oh, thank you. I'll get real quick to the off-topic topic,
uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
I watched that video where the contractors were shooting randomly civilians in Iraq today on the Internet. I'm sure you've heard of that.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
I found that very disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that kept coming to my mind was the word anti-Semitism. Because if that's not anti-Semitism, mm-hmm. I don't know what the heck is, okay? Because Arabs are Semites.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking, Sharon isn't a Semite. Netanyahu isn't a Semite. Most of the Israeli leaders I see on TV with Russian accents, they're not Semites.
Mm-hmm.
They're Europeans and Russians. They're white people. And what we're doing is we are... Iraq is a one big anti-Semitic war, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And what Israel is doing with the approval of the United States is just what, when the Europeans came from Europe to America, they wiped out the Indian population and they put them on reservations. And now the white European Russian are trying to do the same thing to the Semitic population of the Middle East. And I believe that's exactly what's happening. And that word anti-Semitic doesn't scare me anymore.
Mm. It's interesting what you say. No question that the Arabs are Semites, and there is an anti-Semitic, anti-Shemitic war going on there for control. And it is
no question
it's
that
blatant.
Jerome is not a Semite, correct?
No.
Is he Semitic?
No. Well, no, I mean, in my view, we're talking about people who are not, they're not even in the biblical sense Israelites or Jews, but are Khazars.
I don't care about the word Jewish.
Mm.
I'm talking about the word Semites.
Right,
they are not Semitic people.
Well, what are they if they aren't? You say they're white. What proof do you have that they're of the white race?
Well, I know for a fact Sharon's father was Polish and his mother was Russian, okay?
That doesn't make them white.
Well, I'm not trying to be a racist here.
I'm not either. I'm just asking you.
Well, they're not.
What are they? If they're not this, then what are they?
Well, my point is, I don't think he's Semitic, okay?
Yeah.
And I don't think Netanyahu is Semitic.
What your point is, very simple, is that this war is anti-Iraqi, anti-Arab,
no,
and therefore anti-Semitic. Is that what you're saying?
My point, this war is anti-Semitic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the true definition. And when you watch, when you watch contractors paid by the United States government randomly shooting people in cars, okay, that is anti-Semitism. That is what anti-Semitism is.
Hey.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
That's my point.
All right, anything else, Bob, before we move along?
Not right now. Maybe tomorrow.
All right. Okay. You sound like you're just fed up with it. All right. I appreciate that. 800-313-9443. Here's a segue from what Bob was talking about. And that is my first personal subscription, firsthand, to The Forward, the oldest Jewish newspaper in America. It was actually begun, believe it or not, in the 1890s, 1897. And listen to some of these headlines. These are interesting headlines. Reform head blasts right wing in America for bigotry and blasphemy. By Jennifer Siegel, Houston. In the second major attack on religious conservatives by a Jewish communal leader in recent weeks, the head of the American largest synagogue movement delivered a speech last week condemning what he called zealots on the religious right, quote unquote, who spend more time fueling anti-gay bigotry than fighting poverty and other social ills. Rabbi Eric Yaffe, president of the Union for Reform Judaism, made the remarks in Houston November 19th. During his Sabbath morning sermon at the organization's 68th biennial convention. In addition to applauding Yaffe's comments, delegates to the Reform parlay approved a resolution opposing the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Samuel Alito and another calling for the White House to outline a clear exit strategy for the war in Iraq. Yaffe's rebuke of religious conservatives appears to reflect a wider communal shift. It comes just 2 weeks after the national director of the Anti-Defamation League, Abraham Foxman, delivered a November 3rd speech in which he warned of a growing campaign to, quote, Christianize America, and called on Jewish organizations to join him in coordinating a communal strategy for confronting religious conservative groups. Isn't that interesting? Now, Jerry Falwell, whom I'd love to invite on the program. In fact, I will do that. We'll invite Jerry Falwell to come on and tell us why he feels people like Abe Foxman, people like Rabbi Yaffe, people like Ms. Siegel and others are the, quote, chosen ones, unquote, And if, in fact, they are, what's he doing sitting down with people who spew such anti-Christian hatred? I'd like to invite Jerry to answer that. And maybe he can answer the question for all of us. Because I don't understand it. I don't understand how Jerry Falwell thinks he can serve two nations, two peoples, and two gods. One, the God of Jacob and his seed, and the other, God of Esau. I'm wondering. We'll invite Jerry. I'm going to call him this week and invite Jerry Falwell to be on the show. I don't think he's going to accept. He may go on with Sean Hannity and Michael Savage and others, but I don't think he'll come on with Rick Adams. But we'll invite him, and I'll be very fair. Just want him to answer a few questions for me. Then, here's an interesting article also on the front page of the Forward. Jewish extremists' unlikely pal, left-wing rabbi. Now, you know this Jewish extremist, his name is Earl Krugel. He was a JDL, Jewish Defense League, high-ranking official who was put in jail for plotting various and sundry things. And one of them had to do with, I believe, the planned assassination of the Arab congressman from California, Congressman Issa, if I'm not mistaken. So you might want to listen very carefully to what I'm about to read, and you can tell me what you imply from it. When Earl Krugel was bludgeoned to death in a prison gym earlier this month, his widow made what would seem to many to be an unlikely call to Rabbi Chaim Dov Beliak. The call was unlikely because while Krugel was imprisoned for his work with a militantly right-wing Jewish organization, the Jewish Defense League, Beliak is well known in Los Angeles for his passionate work on behalf of left-wing Jewish peace causes. During the time that Krugel, a former dental technician, is alleged to have been plotting an attack on a Los Angeles mosque, Beliak was working for reconciliation with a Muslim community. But Beliak, 57, was the Jewish chaplain at the Metropolitan Detention Center, where Krugel was held while awaiting trial. As a result, he saw Krugel as much as he did anyone from the outside world during his weekly visits and came to know him as a gregarious, friendly man. Given all their contact, Beliak said that when Lola Krugel's call came, I have to say that I took it very hard. As much as we disagreed, as much as we argued and debated, I really cared about this guy, Beliak said. I really came to care about him as a brother. Well, he said one of the first people to meet Krugel at the Metropolitan Detention Center, where Krugel lived under about a month before his death in a Phoenix prison, Beliak had gone to visit Krugel's isolation chamber, known as the Hole, soon after he was arrested, along with Jewish Defense League leader Irv Rubin. You know, Irv Rubin purportedly jumped to his death. Jumped to his death in that prison. Now, as you read the article here, I don't have time to read the whole thing, obviously, but he talks about his relationship with him and how, he basically tried to give his views on the world as opposed to the JDL's views. Rubin and Krugel had been arrested because of their charges to supposedly bomb targets in the Los Angeles area and also bomb the offices of Representative Daryl Issa, an Arab congressman, and so forth and so on. But it's interesting the way he says Krugel was outgoing and curious. He frequently would bring interested inmates to the Jewish services, and he became the lead reader from the Torah. I'm just wondering exactly what it is that really motivated someone to bludgeon to death Mr. Krugel. Keep reading. You might find out. All right, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be right back with more talk.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Them city folks and weans are pretty much alike, though they ain't used to living in the sticks. We don't like stoner seamen, but we is in agreement when we get down to talking politics. The country's in the very best of hands, the best of hands, the best of hands. The Treasury says the national debt climbing to the sky, and government expenditure.
Is this what they call a
so
bathroom
high
cup?
It makes a fella get a gleam of pride when they
yeah
to see how our economy.
All right, I thought they called that a bathroom cut, ladies and gentlemen. You know what that means? A cut so it's long enough so that our producer or someone else in control can go to the bathroom. I don't know. All right. It was appropriate, though, no question about it. The country is in the very best of hands, and pursuant to what was just said a few moments ago about Iraq and anti-Semitism, Iraq is a nation under occupation, and as you know, Saddam Hussein now is being set up for trial. How that trial could ever be conducted, especially in Iraq, is beyond me. And I'm no fan of Ramsey Clark, but, you know, Ramsey Clark, even a Clark is right twice a day, right? Well, Ramsey is complaining about the matter and stating it like it is. You know, you've got assassinations going on. You've got legal representatives of Iraqis that would defend Saddam Hussein against these charges being gunned down, being blown up, being shot, because you don't know who is actually doing it. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, I don't think anybody in my intelligent audience actually believes that this trial will ever be truthfully conducted. Because if it were, Saddam is going to call witnesses, and he's also going to have to call for the examination of all the evidence and who was arming his government during the 1980s and during the 1990s. Guess who? Yeah, they're going to have some yoke on their faces, huh? Well, that's part of it. But here this poll was taken. Now, this poll, apparently commissioned by the British Defense Ministry in Iraq, showing that nearly half of Iraqis support attacks against coalition troops, and fewer than 1% think the occupation helps improve security in their country. That, according to the London Daily Telegraph. 45% say attacks against U.S. and British troops are justified, rising to 65% in British-controlled Mason province. 82% strongly oppose the opposition. Now, this is what George Bush means when he talks about freedom and how we've improved. We have vastly improved the lot of life for Iraqis and all of those who lived under the dictator Saddam Hussein. Well, we live under the dictatorship of George Bush in this country. And I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is not a pleasant dictatorship, where if you oppose this government, you are prosecuted, you are fined, you may be thrown in jail if you demonstrate against this government. Ladies and gentlemen, Saddam Hussein could never get away with what this government has gotten away with. And you know it, and I know it. Now a major revelation coming from the United States. Once more, another important ally, Mr. Alawi. Alawi is saying that Iraq might be better under Saddam than under U.S.-sponsored rule today. That is very, very interesting, isn't it? Fascinating. In The Guardian. Read it in the Observer Guardian from the U.K. Alawi is damning indictment of new regime. Bush prepares way for U.S. troop pullout. Peter Beaumont, foreign affairs editor in The Observer and in The Guardian, human rights abuses in Iraq now are as bad as they were under Saddam Hussein and even in danger of eclipsing his record, according to the country's first prime minister after the fall of Saddam's regime. Iyad Alawi told The Observer, people are doing the same thing as in Saddam's time and worse. It is an appropriate comparison. People are remembering the days of Saddam. These were the precise reasons that we fought Saddam, and now we are seeing the same things. Here's a man that wasn't even a supporter of Saddam. He's an opponent, obviously. But in a damning and wide-ranging indictment of Iraq's escalating human rights catastrophe, Alawi accused fellow Shias in the government of being responsible for death squads and secret torture centers. The brutality of elements in the new security forces rivals that of Saddam's secret police, he claimed. Fascinating. Is this what George Bush means when he talks about freedom? Is this what Dick Cheney means when he claims that we are winning the war and winning the minds and hearts of the Iraqi people? You see, liars continue to lie, and there's no stopping them unless they're put up on a gallows, my friend, before another word can be uttered. Incredible, huh? All right, that's one comment that I wanted to make now that the break is here. We will be back and take your calls if you wish. 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams. Radio Avenger Paul Revere will be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. I'm reading now some things. I don't know if I should be even reading on the air now. I've got to really digest it about what to do when you get a selective service notice and if anybody should be drafted in the future, how to deal with it. We're talking about, you know, the idea that you can be drafted, ladies and gentlemen, because I think that is exactly where we are headed. The only thing that really has to happen, I think, that would make it acceptable to the American public would be an attack on America again. Another inside job like 9/11. Yeah, I think that would do it. And I think people would roll over. They would fall over backward, if you will, to do that. To volunteer. We'd have a draft. People wouldn't have, just like World War II when we were, quote, attacked by Japan. I mean, even the best of patriots, even the best of neutrality advocates jumped head over heels to get into that war because it was a matter of pride, a matter of Americanism. That's how these demonic forces manipulate our minds and our souls, you see. They know how to appeal to our best instincts and make them their base instincts. All right, let's go to the phone. I've talked enough. 800-313-9443. Doug in Texas, you are on my program, Doug.
Wow, Rick. You know, the name of that congressman in California that was whining and sniveling and talking about how he was disgraced and he made $2 million.
Yes, I don't remember his name right now, but
it was he was Top Gun, some kind of big war hero that.
Oh yeah.
Extremely conservative and all
I
that.
I think. Hold on a second. Let me look up his name. I think I can find him in a minute.
He
put on quite a veil of tears, by the way,
right,
with his handkerchief and right at the microphone. There it was certainly well scripted, well performed. But you know that was chicken stealing compared to what some of these other guys are getting away with.
Oh yeah,
huh?
I'm sure of that.
It really was. I'll get his name. Keep talking.
They could do that with probably 400 out of the 435 members of the House.
I think you're being too generous.
No, I think, Ron Paul's got about 35 followers, and that's the core.
Yeah.
You know, that's the ones that aren't prostitutes.
Oh, it was Cunningham, Representative Cunningham.
Yeah, that's what I thought, Cunningham.
That's what it was. Cunningham, I think, is his name now. Well, Representative Randy Duke.
Duke.
Cunningham.
Okay, Duke, yeah.
Yes, the Duke.
He was patterned, the Top Gun, little Tom Cruise movie was
yes.
patterned after.
Right,
he's
right.
a war hero and
uh-huh.
right winger and this and that and other.
Uh-huh.
And he was playing their game, but I think they just need to make a real example out of somebody every now and then, just show all the other little 400 members. Like I said, excluding the 35 that Ron Paul followers, show them what they can do to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he's been taking the money, obviously, and
mm-hmm.
he admits that remorsefully. But I think that was just a little public display of who, you know, that
mm-hmm.
line one little tiny bit.
Mm-hmm. He was using the Pentagon and defense contractors, you know, from the sale of his home. At inflated prices, and gee whiz, I mean, you think of $2.4 million, that's not a lot of money by today's standards, is it?
No, I'm sure that's, we have people that have been in that position for 25 years that have done better than that every
mm-hmm.
year.
Yeah. What about the billions in drug money from the Mexican cartel? I want to know the congressmen and senators who are tapping into that revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make any apprehension to the contrary either. Big money's involved here.
Well, Rick, I hope you didn't drop your subscription to AFP to get that one to the forward.
No, as a matter of fact, they both came together today.
Did that?
What an irony, huh?
Sweet and sour pork, is that what that is?
Yeah. Well, I like the Forward publication because it does give you a lot of official information, and from a Jewish source, I think that means an awful lot. It really, really makes the subscription, which isn't very much, by the way, worth its while. Maybe I'll see if I can get him as a sponsor.
I'm sure that wouldn't be any problem. They want the truth to be told.
Oh, yes.
Judeo-Christian truth to be told.
Yes.
But I read a little free newspaper here in Austin. Well, they have two of them. They have the Villager and NoCoA.
Mm-hmm.
And they're for the progressive community, in other words, the black community or whatever. And I just can't resist picking them up. Of course, they're free. I probably might think about it a little longer if they cost a quarter. But I read that perspective, and
yeah.
it is just 100% communist,
mm-hmm.
just little victimology, drivel, hate the whitey. This is the only reason.
Well, it's like picking up the New York Times. Huh?
Well,
goodness.
Yeah, I'd say similar experience, but... The people here need to get together and fight against the evil. I mean, you talk about racist
mm-hmm.
stuff in there.
Oh, yeah.
And I was listening to a sports show the other day. A&M played Texas, and they played a pretty good game against the number two team in the nation. They were supposed to just go walk all over them. and the sportscasters after the show said that quarterback, that Stephen McGee, from he just surprised everybody with his athleticism and the way he just ran all his yards and did all his fantastic performance. Nobody expected that out of a white boy. They said that.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
In other words, he's a white quarterback. Texas quarterback, he's black. Everybody knows he's a superhero. And they have little things here at UT that say, in Vince we trust. And,
uh-huh.
You know, just talk about idolatry. Mm. Then this little freshman from A&M gets in there and just really makes this Heisman contender look silly. He outplays him about 3-1. But the sportscaster actually said nobody expected this kind of performance out of a white boy.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, white boy.
Well, isn't that interesting, huh? Mm-hmm. What does that tell you?
I'm still analyzing it. I haven't quite figured it out yet.
Oh, my. Oh. Anything else, Doug?
I think I've... You know, my anti-Semitism and racism.
All right. You have...
Relieved. I'm relieved.
You are relieved now. Your catharsis has ended. Thank you very much, Doug. Good to hear from you. All right. Let's move along on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dax from Texas. Hi, you're on the program.
How are you all doing?
All right, sir.
Listen, I want to address the comments of a caller before last, I believe it was.
Uh-huh.
Who brought forth that old, tired, mistaken, white guilt drivel about destroying the Indian. Well, first of all, Indians come from India. They're not Indians. They're red man. The scientific term is Amerid.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently the fellow can't look around and see. You know, we let the red man retain everything south of the Rio Grande River all the way to the tip of South America. They haven't done much with that yet, but they're here to spoil what we've built. You know, there's more red men alive today than have ever lived in all of history together.
Is that right?
There's a billion between the Rio Grande River and the tip of South America.
Oh.
He talked about the Indian. Well, what does he think they are?
Mm-hmm.
The red man's the red man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for 40 years, we've been pummeled by the government with the need to welcome diversity.
Yes.
Well, it seems to me the red man failed to welcome diversity, didn't he?
Well, he didn't have a diversity program then.
Yeah, he failed to welcome civilization.
Uh-huh.
The fact is, you know, when our ancestors arrived here in high-tech sailing vessels with the complete panoply of the world's highest technology,
mm-hmm.
including intangible technology of organization, education, etc. The red man was a disease-ridden, low-IQ, murderous savage still in the Stone Age. They didn't even have the wheel. They of the four rudimentary machines requisite for the beginning of civilization, they had only one.
Uh-huh.
The inclined plane. They were a foot in the Stone Age. They had not a domestic creature. They were
sounds
in...
like you have been reading books by Charles Wiseman, have you?
No, my education's in physical anthropology.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm not decrying them for that. You know, 5,000 years before, we were in the Stone Age.
Hmm.
And I give them credit, they were in the Neolithic. They weren't in the Paleolithic or the Mesolithic. They were edging up toward having true culture and the nascent civilization.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been sold this bill of goods my whole life about what a fabulous civilization. They had no civilization. They had two nascent cultures, one centered around the Valley of Mexico and one centered high in the Andes. And as you progressed away from those two points, you further back into the Stone Age you went.
Mm-hmm.
They had not even the wheel. No domesticated animal.
Interesting today, you know, we live where the Narragansett tribes are.
Yeah.
In New England.
Uh-huh.
And now the Narragansett's people who say they are of the Narragansett lineage are actually, if given to a DNA test, will show they are probably more black than Indian.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable, this bill of goods, this notion we've been sold about them, the movies especially, you know, they show them as if they floated around on this cloud of spirituality. They were in the Stone Age. They were murderous savages.
Many of them were. I mean, not all of them were, to be honest. You know, there were a few. There were some tribes, quite a few, that actually, I mean, they did fight each other. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
But, I think where we get amiss, Dax, is where people try to take the extreme position that the white man brought everything to these continents that was evil and wicked under the sun.
Oh, yeah.
That is what really frosts my cake, because it's just so untrue.
And we've been sold this notion about them. I meet 6 foot tall, blue eyed, blonde haired, white brothers of mine who claim to be Cherokee Indians. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
My goodness.
You know, it's just so out of hand.
Well, anyway, thank you for the anthropology lesson, and it's very interesting, the discussion, and
that you allow white people to speak up for ourselves.
Well, I mean, everybody should be able to speak up. Whether they're white, Indian, black, everybody has a point of view. We don't deny them that opportunity. You know, you can argue till the cows come home.
Yeah.
And we can go on forever and ever and ever about who is the greater savage, who is the greater beast, who did this, who did that. But the fact of the matter is, on God's green earth, there is none righteous, no, not one. And we're all sinners, whether we like it or not, you know? Where some are better sinners than others, maybe, more productive, but let's face it, we all have the same common ancestry in that sense. Thank you very much, Dex.
Bye.
I don't mean we're all from Adam, but, you know, we all are from parents who, ultimate parents who certainly fell. And that's a subject for another time, biblical archaeology, biblical anthropology. But one man who does deal with the Bible is from the Church of Philadelphia, I believe, and he is with us right now. Joe, hello, you're on the program.
How are you, Rick?
All right, sir. How are you? How's the church doing?
Very good, very good.
It's
and
growing.
Anybody that'd like to visit, it's in Revelation 3:9.
All right.
And you can go anywhere in the scriptures from there.
Yes, yes.
Beautiful.
It's quite
church.
A journey, isn't it, huh?
Yes, it sure is, and it also has the key of David.
All right, very interesting.
That key can open doors that no man can shut,
right.
Shut doors and lock them that no man should open.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of the discussion tonight, Joe? We've had a lot of good calls and a lot of interesting, diverse calls.
Yes, it's nice to see diversity amongst Christians.
Yes.
And
by the way, I want to tell you, I did receive a letter... Two letters, in fact, from someone who's been in prison, a young man, and he is asking for you and me to pray for him and his family. So I'll share that information with you, Joe, when I see you. But you have come up on the program as being quite an inspiration and quite a help for people. So I'm grateful for that people think so highly of you, sir.
Well, I've been following the Lord for many years, Rick, and I walk very close with him.
How many years now, Joe?
I'd say I've been studying prophecy for about 27.
Just prophecy, or you've been studying the whole word?
Well, the whole word, but mainly prophecy for the last 27.
That's a good long time.
I've read all my life.
Mm-hmm.
But studying prophecy, it's been about 27 years, Rick.
Prophecy starts really in the Old Testament and goes right through to the end of Revelation, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, Rick. It starts right there in Genesis and goes all the way through. Many, many, many prophecies are in the Psalms.
That's David, amazing, isn't it?
David was a prophet, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And once you start digging deeper, it's a work that it's hard to describe, but you can't let it go.
No, No, it's sort of, it's like a, you know, a movie you're involved in. It's so intense you just can't even get up even to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
You have to stay to the very end, right?
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's nice to be living in these times when you see these prophecies come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And the prophets, they always ask the Father, would we live in the end times when our prophecies come to pass? And they weren't chosen to be there. But see, our generation is, boy, and how fortunate we are.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that want to check out the prophecies, it's a beautiful thing. You've got to put the legwork in and the research, but it's beautiful research after you start getting into it.
Yes. Can you stay on the line, Joe? We got a break coming up.
Sure.
We'll be right back with Joe from the Church of Philadelphia and your interest as well. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We will return with a final segment.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the train manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we are back now to wrap up the program tonight. Before I do, I'd like to mention that post office box address that you can write to me at if you wish to write to me. Rick Adams. And the address is Rick Adams, Box 186. That's P.O. Box 186, 1800 Mineral Spring Avenue. That's 1800 Mineral Spring, two words, Avenue, North Providence, Rhode Island, 02904. Okay, that's all the address you need, and that'll do it. Tomorrow night, I think we have scheduled on the program Michael McCavage, the man who steered the whole pot with the Attorney General's office in the state of Pennsylvania to arrest him and his compatriots, his Christian fellow evangelists who were arrested for preaching against the homosexual. So he is going to be here, I think, tomorrow evening on the program, and we'll tell you about other guests coming up. So right now, let's back to Joe. And Joe, go ahead. You wanted to say something about your studies in the Scriptures.
Yes, but I could wrap it all up, Rick, in Mark 11:11.
Okay.
Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple, and when he had looked around about, found all things, and now his eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, and he cursed that little fig tree. Now, it wasn't that he didn't like a little fig tree, but the fig tree was the symbolic of the nation of Israel, 12 mm-hmm. tribes, house mm-hmm. of Israel and the house of Judah. But Jesus said, if you don't learn anything else, learn the parable of the fig tree, the good and the bad figs,
mm-hmm.
the edible and the unedible.
Mm.
And, of course, we know the story, and Jesus said unto them in verse 14, no man eat fruit of the hereafter forever. He was talking about the bad figs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And down in verse 18, and the scribes and the chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people was astonished at his doctrine. You know, what kind of religious community was this, Rick?
Mm.
Scribes and chief priests.
Very wicked people, my friend.
You know,
they were clean, though, weren't they?
That was also when he went into the temple
mm-hmm.
and took a cat and nine tails and whipped the tables and whipped the money and whipped everything into shape. You know, I just want to bring you back to the Old Testament. 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 55. 1 Chronicles chapter 2 gives a big long listings of the son of Judah. This one beget, this one beget, this one beget,
yeah.
this one.
We're almost out of time, Joe. Go ahead.
Verse 55, and the families of the scribe which dwelt at Jabez, the mm-hmm. Terethites, the Shimeathites, the Shushathites, mm-hmm. these are the Kenites. All you ministers out there, these are the Kenites, sons of Cain, the king of Hemath.
And they're right in the midst of the Israelites, huh?
And the true Israelites. You see?
Very interesting.
You have to know your figs.
You do. Amen.
Thank you so much, Joe.
All right, we're out of time. Tomorrow night, God willing, 8 o'clock Central, Rick Adams will be back. Join us.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.